3 years ago, Seattle Public Schools moved elementary school counselors out of its regular budget. Instead, schools could fund them with discretionary money or let them go. Now, almost two-thirds of elementary schools don't have a counselor, and the district sent pink slips to a dozen counselors at middle and high schools. Carrie Richard is being laid off from Ingram High School after 8 years there. She says without counselors, students will lose the ongoing support crucial to staying on the right track.
I have seen how busy teachers are with the demands that they have. There is no way that they can be anything but reactive when a crisis occurs or if a student is dealing with issues at home or doesn't know how they're going to get dinner that night. And it's just really disruptive.
The counselors cite research showing quality counseling can improve students' grades as well as social and emotional well-being. District officials say they're trying to cope with tight budgets without directly hitting classroom learning. Paul Apostle is head of human resources for the district. He says the policy leaves it up to schools to set their own priorities.
You know, we're allowing the staff to make the decisions on how they want to build their program. I think it would be important to take another look at what types of services we provide at a minimum level for our students.
Apostle says he does expect administrators to revisit the loss of school counselors, but he doesn't know when. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.